and welcome to this SearchSecurity.com podcast. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Thanks for joining us. In this podcast, we're going to count down the top five ways to tune an IDS or IPS to meet business needs. We're fortunate today to be joined by Jennifer Jabish. Jennifer is CISO of North Carolina-based IT security firm, Carolina Advanced Digital. Thanks for being here, Jennifer.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Before we get started, I want to mention that this podcast is part of our Integration of Networking and Security School, which you can visit at any time by navigating to searchsecurity.com/netsec. Jennifer, before we begin, let's set the stage. For those out there who aren't familiar with IDS or IPS tuning, can you describe what it is?
Sure, Carolyn, and it's great to have a little background information to understand why we're doing things. So first, let's talk about why tuning is necessary in intrusion systems. The detection method for IDS and IPS systems is really very different from other security devices, such as traditional firewalls and even anomaly detection products. So whereas a firewall or a stateful system monitoring connections would be looking at the connections, the ports, protocols, an IDS or an IPS is looking for patterns. So it's a completely different algorithm. And while pattern matching offers a much more granular control, it demands a lot more attention and maintenance to get it tuned for an environment. You can't just stick it in. And a great analogy for this is a phone call. So if we say a firewall would be monitoring and controlling incoming and outgoing calls, maybe to and from specific users, then it might even control whether it allows a call from a specific person or a location to or from another person or location, or even from a specific type of device. So, for example, if we say Julie can call Steve at his home line but not on his cell phone, so that's kind of like what a firewall does. In contrast, an IDS or IPS would look deeper inside the conversation to see what's actually happening during the call. So if the person calling made a threat like, I'm going to kill you, or I know where you live, or maybe on more of a security side, if someone were to say, I need your password or I need your social security number, we'd want to be able to catch that. And that would be a signature pattern matching, which is much more like what an IDS function is going to do or an IPS. It's going to look inside that and see what's actually going on and match it to algorithms that it knows about. And along the same lines, if we look back a few years and remember the first voice recognition software, it really gives a good analogy to tuning IDS. The first generations of voice recognition, if you guys remember, really required hours of training and tuning the system to somebody's voice and their speech patterns. So very similarly, that's what we do with IDS and IPS. So next, let's just take a minute to talk about what our goals are when we're tuning an IDS or an IPS. We're really trying to do several things, but most importantly, we're looking to reduce false positives so that the data we have is clean and usable. And we also want to make adjustments to reduce false negatives so our systems aren't missing attacks that are slipping through and getting to our hosts on the other side. IDS and IPS are really all about protecting our business assets, and usually things that are residing on the inside of the network. Wherever there's sensitive information, critical applications, financial or health data, a well-tuned IPS is really our best defense against targeted attacks. And actually, not even just targeted attacks, but these systems will help protect us from other insider threats, employees that have fallen victim to phishing or other bot-based attacks that are just kind of being sprayed throughout the internet and don't have a distinct target.
Okay, let's get to the countdown. For the sake of our listeners, we're going to work our way through the list one at a time, counting down from number 5 to number 1. So let's get started. The number 5 way to tune an IDS or IPS to meet business needs is?
All right. Well, Carolyn, I say my number 5, starting at the list, is watch first. And what I mean by that is when you're starting with a new IDS or IPS, or even if you're just modifying or tuning one that you already have in place, what you want to do is simulate and evaluate the rule changes first. So this is really a common concept across everything in security on the IT side. Firewalls, NAC, access security, IDS, IPS. So what you do is you put the rule in, and instead of telling it to enforce the rule, you say alert only. And then you kind of look through and see what gets triggered with that alert. So you definitely want to do a watch first.
All right. Continuing on, the number 4 way to tune an IDS or IPS to meet business needs is?
Number 4 is be a log sifter or have a log sifter. And number 4 follows closely on the heels of number 5, which is watching. And it's really a messy job that somebody needs to be doing it. You want to make sure that you have a designated administrator or a team that's really digging into the IDS and IPS logs. You're going to get a lot of false positives coming out of the gate when you put this in. So you start with all the noisy pieces, or the signatures that are triggering the most alerts in your system. You're going to filter through those, pull ones out that are false positives, and then tweak the rules accordingly and just keep going. So you just keep repeating that cycle until you have some logs and data that's just with real, clear, actionable data that you can use. Generally, your IDS or IPS admin should probably allow, 2 to 7 days to collect the baseline data for these alerts. And then they'll start chopping through the forest from there, knocking stuff down and doing that rinse and repeat method. Depending on the environment, it might take them a day or it might take them weeks. But the good news is, after that initial time investment, really it's just maintenance after that point. It goes a lot quicker.
Number 3 on our list of the top 5 ways to tune an IDS or IPS to meet business needs is?
My number 3 is know your network. And we have a little joking saying around here that RNIPS, R-N-I-P-S, which is Brandable Notable IPs. One of our customers came up with that one day. So we like to tell everybody, know all of your RNIPS, your Random Notable IPs, and your infrastructure devices, so you can easily weed out rules that are triggered on expected alerts. So something that you see and you kind of expect, I know my mail server is going to be triggering this alert, or my router or a certain firewall position maybe inside the network. You may also want to create something similar to an address object group. And for firewall administrators, it's a very similar theme here. You could quickly and easily reference a group of hosts, servers, or network devices, and then tweak the rules using that group reference instead of individual ones. And I know this seems like a duh task, but you'd really be surprised how many people leave this out. So understanding what's inside of the network, where your devices are, and down to the very granular level of IPs, one network admin is not going to know and remember all of this. In a larger organization, there are more devices to deal with, more people dealing with them, which means that the information is really more diluted throughout the team. The ability to clearly identify the organization's key resources, to be able to describe them, both from a more physical standpoint and from a logical standpoint, the IP addressing, the host information, and then document all that is really a huge necessity if you're going to protect your assets.
All right, Jennifer, we're almost at the top. Let's get to number 2.
Number 2 follows on with number 3, know the host. So in addition to having a really good grasp of your overall environment and your devices, your IDS and IPS ultimately are protecting the host. And they're doing it by simulating the anticipated responses from your host to whatever's trying to talk to them. In order to tune the rules for the environment, you really have to understand your environment, and that really means understanding the host and how they respond to queries, scans, and probes from inside and outside. And I'll tell you this, wrapping your head around host pattern matching is really a daunting task. And my recommendation is efforts are best focused on the most critical of the business assets inside. For example, if you've identified a certain group of servers as either key to your business operation or hosting sensitive data, you're obviously going to want to start there and then work your way out to the less critical pieces. Technology here is all about meeting business objectives, and those objectives really provide a great starting point as long as we know what they are.
All right, we've reached the top of the countdown. So the number 1 way to tune an IDS or IPS to meet business needs is?
All righty, anybody that's familiar with other stuff I've done with you guys should know the answer to this one. Number 1 for me, the most important thing in this and any other thing, is documentation. Document, document, document. Always make sure your admins for any security device are documenting what they do. Because you want to know what they've changed, when it was changed, what's affected by their changes, and really most importantly, why that change was made. And this is for a variety of reasons, but security administrators are really busy, and the chances of them remembering this, even if they have the best intentions, are slim to none. They don't remember what they did 3 days ago with something when they started working on a new project. Plus, the organization really needs that documentation for business purposes. Most importantly, they're going to need a clear accounting of change management, security access logging. There's a lot of compliance reporting for SOX and other regulations. And you have to have this data to meet those and to be able to prove throughout an audit. From an operational perspective, you also need to be able to be sure that the systems are appropriately maintained. during personnel changes, widespread upgrades, anytime you're making major changes within your organization or the people around the devices.
Well, that sounds great. And as we wrap things up, Jennifer, while I know the top five ways to tune in IDS or IPS are important, is there one overarching theme that listeners should take away and that they should be sure to remember?
I would, and I say this applies to any type of listener, regardless of whether you're the person administrating or you're the person overseeing or you're that C-level executive. So the message to everybody here is that an IDS and IPS is only as valuable as the time that's put into it. It's not a solution that's plug and play. It requires constant tuning. It needs to be evaluated and maintained constantly throughout its lifetime. Solutions like this are put in place to protect critical resources and help an organization meet reporting and logging requirements. If your systems aren't tuned, you're really accomplishing neither of these goals, and you just have a piece of hardware that's sitting there and making pretty blinky lights in your rack.
Okay. Before we go, let's recap the top five ways to tune an IDS or IPS to meet business needs. Number five. Watch first by putting IDS or IPS in alerting mode. Number four, be a log sifter and filter through all alerts in order to create an accurate baseline. Number three, know your network, including servers and key IP addresses. Number two, know the hosts, particularly those which hold sensitive data. And number one, document, document, document. This is essential to the business for compliance reporting and operational tasks such as personnel changes and upgrades. Jennifer Jabish of Carolina Advanced Digital, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Carolyn.
And for more materials in our intersection of networking and security school, please visit searchsecurity.com/netsec. You can also listen to more of our podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Have a great day.